Jesus
was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a winepress. On his robe and his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Good morning, Patriots. I hope you guys are ready for Fun with Melly. Today is November 1, 2025, and we're on our wonderful study of End Times Major Clues from Minor Prophets. Good morning, Miss Tammy. How are you, darling?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so excited. We've come a long way. I'm really proud of all of us jumping in here and you guys being with me. And I hope you've really enjoyed it. We're almost to the finish line. We're on part two of Amos. And then we've got Isaiah. And we're done now. Isaiah is not really Isaiah. Like, you know, it's just one little short, just a few verses from Isaiah. And I've threatened to write a book about Isaiah because it's just so rich. But I'm glad we started with the minor prophets because they had so much to say. If you have missed any of them, you can always go back right here to melissaredpill.com and go to this this page right here, the End Times Intro. When you scroll there and you scroll, oh, this page has lots of goodies on it for you. Freedomforce.live/endtimes. Would you scroll down? And our lovely assistant, Tammy, has made sure that all of the videos are over there. Our Vanna White are over there on Group Study Live, Minor Prophets. Now, you also can go and do the study of End Times. This is and a 1,000 years of peace right there. They're all right there. So, yeah, it's probably going to take a couple of times, to be honest. It did for me to go over this, so I hope that you guys have learned a lot. I've really enjoyed it. Don't forget, hit the like button and subscribe. Make sure you're subscribed and make sure your bell is rung so you get notified. We're actually doing a live stream tonight, something special tonight. It's actually 30 minutes. It's just a short thing, but it's 30 minutes tonight at 6 o'clock Central Time. And always thank you for sharing everything and liking and all the things that you do to help this get out into the stream. It's so important. I was on a thingy yesterday. I don't know if you guys saw a special, and they were saying, you know, how could you? I'd be so happy. I'm like, because I know this is biblical. I know what we're experiencing is biblical. I know what the Word of God says, and it fills me with hope. And everybody needs a big bucket of hope right now. We always need hope, and confidence in God's Word. Really, the word hope in the Bible means confidence. All right, let's pray. Thank you, oh Lord. We praise you that you are the King of the world. And that nothing can stop what is coming because you are in control and you are running all of this. And all these years, yes, we've been in exile, but the exile is over. As you said in Isaiah, comfort my people. Say to her, her time of captivity is over. And this is where we are. I praise you and I thank you that you have allowed us to see it and that you've opened up your word to us just as you promised. This, your word, some of these things were veiled to us. We didn't see it until we saw it by your Spirit. And I thank you that you've just been so gracious to us to help us to see. And I just pray more and more people would have the eyes to see. And as we open your word today, we ask you to help us to understand what Amos had to tell us. And thank you for all these minor prophets. And since, you know, tell them kudos, we really appreciate it. And we're trying to share what they worked so hard to put down for us, and that many of us have kind of ignored, but we're not anymore. And thank you for our president. Thank you for all those in positions of leadership. Thank you for all the fighters in this digital army. I thank you for all those who have willingly put themselves in harm's way at this time. So much is going on. We just believe our day of complete deliverance is upon us. And we ask you to be with us now as we study. Speak to our hearts, Holy Spirit. We pray this all in your wonderful name, King Jesus. Amen. All right, let's do it. Let's do it. All right, so yeah, that's where the study is. Don't forget, make sure that you are on my X. If you have not joined my X, please join at Melissa Redpill over on X. We're trying to, that's a really great place to reach a lot of people. I love, love, love our Telegram. And I actually, to be honest, I sometimes post things on Telegram that I don't necessarily put on X, like pictures of Bella, that type of thing. But I really appreciate you guys helping me to push things out on X. Because a lot of people, you know, the algorithm works a little different there. And when you like and share and comment and bookmark and all that, it really helps to give it a push. So thank you so much. All right. So here we are on this chapter of Amos. We had started last week. This is not a very, very long chapter, but I thought, you know what? Why are we going to rush? Let's not rush. Let's just take it easy. Let's take it. That doesn't sound like me, though, does it? I'm always like a steam engine. Go, go, go. All right, so I just want to remind you of where we are on the book of Amos. I guess we can start. Let me just scroll back up through here. So if you remember, this was the one that I said, you know what? Let's start at the end first. Let's get to the dessert first. Let's tell the good news because the Lord promised, and I named the one last week about that your bank account's going to be happy in the golden age. And actually, Elon is confirming that because he's saying everyone will have universal high income. Have you heard him say that? So he's not even looking at it from a biblical perspective, but, you know, I am, of course. And so, anyway, let me move this out of the way real quick. Let me see if I can do this without breaking something. Yay. It says here, the day will come when the plowman shall overtake the reaper and the one treading grapes him who sows seed. That's the way this version is saying that the day will come when the grain and grapes will grow faster than they can be harvested. That's really what it says. Basically, and what it's pointing out is that you will have more than you need always. You have more and plenty. Instead of sitting there going, okay, how am I going to pay this bill? And how am I going to cover all this? And how am I going to have to go into debt? Or how am I going to pay that interest on that debt? It's not going to be like that in the golden age. Oh, wait, stop. Okay, I'm just going to tell you at the end. I've got some special news at the end. I'm not going to say anything else right now. Okay, I'll tell you at the end. All right, but yeah. I'm excited to tell you something, but I'm going to tell you later. All right, so anyway, all right, so yeah, so that's where we are headed, and that's what Amos told us at the end of the chapter, of nine chapters. But I'm telling you, when we get to that ninth chapter today, he hits it with a pow, a bang. All right, so then we had to start at the beginning, and the beginning of Amos, he is talking about these very ones that we realize who we're fighting. All these years, I did not realize that we had literal Baal worshipers on this earth. You know, I don't know if you, I thought that was just ancient history. And so he's bringing them out and talking about them as the Edomites. And that is from the twin brother of Jacob, whose name was changed, whose name was Esau. His family was the Edomites. And so whenever it talks about Edomites, you think of demon worshipers. And so that was his twin brother, his evil twin brother. So that's where a lot of these shows come up and movies and whatever about this. There's the evil twin that comes from Esau, Jacob's evil twin brother. And so these stories were written really to try to wake us up and understand. And unfortunately, most of the modern church that I've heard has really talked about Esau was the good guy. Yeah, whatever. So it's highly, highly controlled. Anyway, all right, so yeah, so it talked about that. It talked about, you know, for all these sins, they're going to be punished. It says for, you know, selling the righteous for silver and the needy for a pair of sandals. That's what they've done. They haven't needed all this wealth. They've just taken it because they didn't want us to have it. It says they'll be punished for all these things. All the winter houses and the summer houses and the ivory houses will be gone. They will not have all these things that they have stolen from us. They haven't needed all these three houses. Why do they need three houses for? But they had it because they didn't want us to have it. They just hoarded all this to themselves. And so here it talks about the sacrifices to the idols at Bethel. They would use the beautiful, holy things, the holy churches, the holy, children for their evil. And so this is what the Lord is saying, that they're going to be in, they're in big trouble. He says, go ahead and do it, because you're going to pay a big, you do that, you're going to pay a very, very big price. Beth-El is a holy place. Gilgal is a holy place, where that's where they first set up the stones. Remember I talked about that last week? That's where they first set up the stones to show how the, when God's people went across into the promised land. And we, if you've seen these circle stones, that's what it was. I always thought it was stacked on top of each other, but it was not. It was in a circle. And so, yeah, another little tidbit that we have discovered. Anyway, so that, what are they, what did they do? Did they turn to the Lord? No, they did not. No, they did not. He says, if you, you know, I will overthrow you like Sodom and Gomorrah. Now, if you remember, Sodom and Gomorrah is basically, I think it's really where the Dead Sea is. It's completely just, you know, it just turned into salt. And yeah, it's, nothing has ever grown there ever, ever again. But yeah, you'd be like that if you return, but 99% of them have not. Anyway, so here it talks more about Gilgal and Beersheba. You know, you'll be, he says, you will go into captivity. And then he says that, yeah, this one's getting put to the bad one here that breaks my heart, but okay, let me do this one first. It says, you turn justice to wormwood and you cast down righteousness to the earth. Isn't that what we've experienced? They have just taken the justice, thrown it right on its head. The evil get away with their crimes, and the righteous go to prison. And that's, even to this day, that's what we have seen until our wonderful President Trump. And it says, seek him who made Pleiades and Orion. Pleiades is, of course, the beautiful seven-star sister constellation in the heart of Taurus the Bull. Taurus the Bull is our Lord Jesus coming on a rampage to destroy the evildoers. And then Orion is the champion who is rescuing the beautiful church, the beautiful bride of Christ. And so seek him who made God's people and the champion who is saving them. We're, you know, get on the right side, in other words. Get on the side of God's people and the one who saved, because he's going to win. He's going to win. And that's what they didn't believe, and they made a very, very bad choice. So, yeah, here is, of course, they didn't have the heart to follow the Lord anyway. You know, it's, you have to have the heart to follow him. It's not good. You can't fake it. And I want you to pinch yourself that you are in the land of the righteous, that you are one of the righteous, that you have the heart to follow the Lord, because these people who have not, they don't have the heart to do it. So I got to give thanks to the Lord that we have a new heart to walk with him. Anyway, so he's pleading with them to turn back and all that, and to follow him. If you're not familiar with the beautiful meanings of the heavenly constellations that the Lord put there for us, because he knows the stars by name, go on melissaredpill.com. You can either get to my channel with freedomforce.live or melissaredpill.com. And when you go there, look for biblical astronomy. Our wonderful Cheryl has put all those in nice little neat order to easily find them. All right. And then number nine, question number nine, it was talking about how many chances he had given them to turn back, and they refused. They just would take bribes. And then the awful, evil things that they do, and they've ignored his warnings. They would eat the lambs out of the flock and the calves out of the middle of the stall. And I really always thought that that was symbolic, and unfortunately it is not. And so this is why they must be eradicated from the earth. These people are demonic. All right, now chapters 8 and 9. That was chapters 1 through 7. Now chapters 8 and 9 is the big finale, and that's where we are today. All right, so you ready for Miss Tammy to jump in here for us? All right, let me move it down just a little bit. I want to make sure it's big enough. Can everybody see that? All right, let's do it.
Okay, so chapters 8 and 9 of Amos are about the destruction of the demon worshipers. Yay! Here's the timeline. The cabal is ripe for judgment, exposure of the cabal's crimes, great awakening of humanity, panic of the cabal and their minions, exposure of the fake news, thirst for truth, destruction of the demon worshipers. So our first question is, what does fruit symbolism describe about the evil ones and their coming judgment?
Yes.
In Amos 8, 1 through 3, thus the Lord Yahweh showed me, behold, a basket of summer fruit. He said, Amos, what do you see? I said, a basket of summer fruit. Then Yahweh said to me, the end has come on my people's Israel. I will not again pass by them anymore. The songs of the temple will be wailing in that day, says the Lord Yahweh. The dead bodies will be many. In every place they will throw them out with silence.
It's where we are. That's where we are. You remember I was telling you this week, you know, it talked about that this battle would go on 6 years. I just feel like this is so imminent. I feel like we're ready. I feel like that. Today is 11-1, which is a big day from the board. You know, the board said, you know, on this day, I don't know if I have that post pulled up, on this day you'll see that we're taking back our country. There's a lot of scuttlebutt that there's something going on with Venezuela. You know, we can't go through all this and Venezuela not be saved. It's got to be everybody. He just got back from this tour. President Trump just got back from this tour to the Middle East, and everybody's on board there. He's just got back from from Asia. Everybody's on board there. And, you know, all this going on with now this the South, you know, the South America, I feel like it's really where it's go time. And also, saving Israel for last, we've had that. I think a lot of people, the ones who are going to wake up to the truth about Israel, have awakened to the truth about Israel. It's just even when this bubbles to the surface that some people won't get it. But anyway, here it's, you know, we're going to toss out the dead bodies. I want you guys to buckle up in the sense of understanding that we're going to see these people are going to have to be executed. You know, so prepare yourself for that. And so when we realize what I've just been reading to you, how evil these people are and how many chances that they have been given, then you're prepared for it, right? He says they're ripe for judgment. That's what these next couple of chapters are about in Amos. They're ripe for judgment. He's given them chance after chance after chance after chance, and they just filled up, as the Bible says, the measure of wickedness. Okay, it's full. And then the exposure of their crimes, and then the great awakening of humanity. Of course, we're going to see that here in these verses. The panic from them. All these things that we're seeing are Amos told us about 2,800 years ago. And the exposure of the fake news because of the thirst for truth. The thirst for truth. Like, we've just looking every which way. Where do you find the truth? Still with this Charlie thing, we're like, what is the truth about this? You know, and it's some of these things, it won't be possible to piece together. Even our Lord Jesus said, he says, you know, don't judge some of these things before the time, because when he comes, when the Lord comes, he will explain all these things. He'll make it all clear. But right now, it's still murky. We see a lot of things, but we don't see it all. We don't understand it all because it's the fog of war, and because this is a real war against very evil forces. You know, it's not just we're not fighting flesh and blood. How many times has the board said that? Ephesians 6, we don't fight our weapons are not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual forces in the high places, okay? Bigger than Comey, bigger than Soros, bigger than Bill Gates, okay? And then the destruction of the demon worshipers. Okay, they're ripe. That's what it's talking about, they're ripe for judgment. This basket of summer fruit, yeah. What do you see? He says, they're ripe. It's time, in other words. All right, everybody good on that? Yes. All right, I see everybody's... all good. Very good. All right. Anything else, Miss Tammy, before we go on? All right. Number 12.
Okay. Does Amos 8:6 below remind you of what they have done to our food? Amos 8:4. Hear this. You who desire to swallow up the needy and cause the poor of the land to fail, saying, when will the new moon be gone that we may sell grain, and the Sabbath that we may market wheat, making the ephah small and the shekel large, and dealing falsely with balances of deceit, that we may buy the poor for silver, and the needy for a pair of sandals, and sell the sweepings with the wheat.
Yes, that's what they've done. I don't even want to know what has been in our food. You know, and we thought that, I think that a lot of this halal food, and whatever that they have taken, I used to work for a company that would send food over to the Middle East, and they were very, very persnickety about everything. And if it wasn't exactly so, they would burn the entire container. If one item had anything in it that was not what they consider kosher. And then, of course, you've had the kosher, you know, the Jewish people have eaten kosher food because they didn't want to eat some of this stuff that we have eaten because we just were sheep and we didn't realize we just never would hurt anyone. We couldn't even imagine anyone doing something to hurt us. But in this verse right here, it's talking about, well, the the thing I wanted to use, sell the sweepings with the wheat. What does that mean? Selling the sweepings with the meat, with the wheat. Okay, so wheat kind of looks like dust. And sometimes you're looking at, and, you know, have you ever seen like in a bowl of cereal, like, okay, is this really cereal? Or is this, did they sweep something off the floor? I mean, what is this? Or, you know, anyway, sometimes you're like, really? You know, and I get, I eat steel cut oats. And there's one kind of steel cut oats that I got one time, and it was just like, at the bottom, it's like, this doesn't even look like steel cut oats. It was like little pieces of, that had gotten, I don't know. So I don't buy that kind anymore because I'm like, is that the sweepings? Watch what you eat to make sure that it's real food. That you're not getting the chaff. I know, that's gross. I know, I'm sorry. I'm not even going to talk about what we've heard is in some of this meat. I'm not even going to go into all that. It just makes you scream. And so, really, we're having to be very, very careful with the things that we eat. And the Lord's going to cleanse all this out of us. You remember we talked about in the last book, I think it was Habakkuk or wherever it was talking about how, you know, there'll be a fountain of blessing. I think that was Zechariah. At the end of Zechariah, there's going to be a fountain of cleansing. And we will be cleansed of anything that we've potentially eaten that has been bad. And, you know, that's likely where a lot of people are sick. But the best thing we can do right now is try to limit anything into our body that might not be the right thing. And it's really, really, it's not easy. So, just watch, just be on the lookout and, you know, watch the try to get reputable companies, but that's what they've done because they would make more money and they think it's funny. They think it's funny. We would never want to hurt someone. They think it's funny to hurt someone. They think they get a glee out of it. That's how you know they're demons. And so they would buy the poor for silver and the needy for a pair of sandals. Like it was saying earlier, we're not worth anything in their eyes. We're not valued as humans. You know, they just buy and sell us like goods. And so we know that that's what the cabal has done. So we're on to their little game. But where we're going into the golden age, we're going to be valued as who we are and royalty. They swallow up the needy, just swallow them up. All right. So, and also it says here, making the ephah small and the shekel large. In other words, you don't get much for your money. You just, you know, it's like, how is it that, you know, the gas prices have shot up? Who's benefiting at this? And why? Why are the eggs, why did the eggs go up 10 times? You know, the craziness. They did that on purpose. It wasn't because, you know, of any reason except that they wanted to harm us. So anyway, so that's chapter question number 12. Is there anything else you want to add, Miss Tammy, on that one? Okay, number 13, go.
The enslavement of humanity has nothing to do with money. The cabal has more money than they could ever spend. What is our suffering about for them? What will happen to them? Yahweh has sworn by the pride of Jacob, surely I will never forget any of their works. Won't the land tremble for this, and everyone mourn who dwells in it? Yes, it will rise up wholly like the river, and it will be stirred up and sink again like the river of Egypt.
Wow. I don't know about you guys. I would read this. I just didn't really understand. I guess I was looking at it only in the sense of the, you know, what happened way back in the day. You know, there is a dual fulfillment in this passage, but really when we're getting here to Amos 8 and 9, it's talking about this end times fulfillment when they'll be cast out, when their judgment is ripe. Okay, that's really these two chapters are really talking about what's happening really now. But I just, you know, I didn't understand all of that. It was just, you know, but now we do. Now we understand it. We see very clearly that these people, you know, they've caused everyone to tremble. And you know, everyone to mourn, because this is just, it's going to be daunting. I'm telling you now, everybody wants this President Trump to rip the Band-Aid off and make these arrests. But what we're going to see is going to really freak some people out. Okay, so that's why we have to be tough and we have to be strong. But yeah, it's they've caused all this heave. The whole world's heaving about all the spraying and the chemtrails and the vaccines and all the different things have just caused so much upheaval. And so, it's they've just caused all of this trouble on everybody. All right. So it's their satanic sacrifice to cause all this mayhem. But it's going to be a big deal when they get cast out. Anything else you want to add to that number 13? Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, this all makes sense now to us, doesn't it?
Yeah.
This whole the minor prophets are like a cinch now that we are awake, right? All right, number 14.
Let's look at Amos 8:8. Does the rising of the Nile remind you of another verse about floodwaters?
All right. Read 8:8 for them.
Okay, so won't the land tremble for this, and everyone mourn who dwells in it? Yes, it will rise up wholly like the river, and it will be stirred up and sink again like the river of Egypt.
Yes. All right. So here we talked about, that one's number 14, that the floodwaters to wash away the evildoers. Remember that verse from Matthew chapter 24 where the Lord said, you know, that that they'll be giving in marriage until the flood comes and washes them all away. It kind of reminded me of that. Is that what it reminded you guys of? That's what it reminded me of, that this sinking, this rising of the River Nile, it's going to rise so much that it washes them away. Kind of what it reminded me of. So this flood water, the flood water's coming and washing them away. All right. So number 15. Go ahead.
The Lord promises to avenge us. What is he doing here in Amos 8, 9, and 10? It will happen in that day, says the Lord Yahweh, that I will cause the sun to go down at noon, and I will darken the earth in the clear day. I will turn your feast into mourning and all your songs into lamentation, and I will make you wear sackcloth on all your bodies and baldness on every head. I will make it like the morning of an only son, and its end like a bitter day.
Yeah. Now this is the morning for them, not for us. We've already had enough mourning. We've had enough crying and lamentation. This is where they're being brought down, and we are going to be rejoicing because they'll be gone. Yeah, like one of my favorite verses, right? We'll look for our enemies and we will not be able to find them. And so they're the ones wearing sackcloth. They're the ones going in mourning. They're the ones having like a bitter day. Similar to, if you remember, in Egypt, there were all these plagues. And at the beginning, all these plagues were basically on everyone. But as it got farther into it, the plagues were only on the Egyptians. And at the very end, that it was on the firstborn of the Egyptians. And so this is where it's, you know, they were mourning the loss as if it was an only son. Or first, this is really means about a firstborn son. And so it's, you know, this is where this bitterness, because they've run the world. It's high, if Humpty Dumpty had a great fall, big fall, because they have run the world. They've been in these high positions and they will come crashing down. It's going to be tough for them. I'm not going to cry one tear. So yeah, he's going to cause everything that they've done will just turn to darkness. And we're watching that. We're seeing that everything that they have done, it won't work. It's nothing. None of it's working, especially right now. Right now we're on November 1, 2025. And it's just so odd that they are not, you know, opening up the government. It's like everything that they have done, they can't get anything accomplished. Like in the past, they just ran everything roughshod over us. And now something is happening. It's just a weird deal. And they're getting the blame. It's really very funny. But yeah, everything that they try to do comes to nothing. So praise the Lord. It's happening before our eyes. Enjoy the show. All right, number 16.
I did want to see something real quick.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. I didn't ask you to. I didn't ask. I was thinking, I should have asked. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, and this is the time where they're still trying to the last minute to put the blame on the Republicans. But anybody that knows anything that's going on, is they need to come to the vote. So they can say what they want and do their little talk shows and act like it's us, but nobody's believing it anymore. So that I did.
Well, it just makes me wonder how many people who, because I watch a totally different stream from what maybe some of these people are watching, and are they being fooled into thinking that it is the Republicans' fault? Maybe.
Yes,
I don't.
They talk constantly that it's the Republicans keep causing all this. Right. So I like to check in on everybody to see who's saying what.
Yeah, right. So they are blaming it on the Republicans.
Oh, yeah.
Of course. Of course. All right. Now.
No, they're not hearing what we're hearing.
Right. All right.
Okay, now. I'm sorry.
No, that was good. Thank you. Thank you for that. All right. Number 16. Okay. Did you experience Amos 8:11? Everybody, so you can put in the chat in the comments if you did.
So how? So behold, the day comes, says the Lord Yahweh, that I will send a famine in the land. Not a famine of bread, not a thirst for water, but of hearing Yahweh's words. They will wander from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east. They will run back and forth to seek Yahweh's word, and will not find it. In that day, the beautiful virgins and the young men will faint for thirst.
All right. Yes. I have, looking this way and that, I know when I woke up with a start. I woke up with a start, and I'm like looking, I got a little, just a littlest piece of truth, and it was just so, I'm like, wait, what is that? And I started digging and trying to find, at that point, channels that were telling the truth was like a needle in a haystack. Really, really hard to find anything that was truthful. It was really hard. And then, you know, that's how it's been for a lot of people even now. So understand that we've been able to escape the matrix and get to the land of truth. In all of us, you know, we're in this land of confusion, right? And you'd wander here and wander there, go to CNN, go to Fox, go to every which way, and you couldn't find anything that was right. And it was just all deception. But a lot of people are still in that matrix. And like we were just saying, they have this feed that is feeding them lies. Really, that's why they call it a feed. It's like, you know, we're shoving this down your throat, right? And so, you know, you just be really careful who you follow. And so I'm really very thankful that we have gotten, you know, out of that. But yeah. Even still, some of this is still very confusing. All right. This famine, not of bread, nor thirst for water, but of hearing Yahweh's words. And what I think of as Yahweh's words is the truth. Because that the Lord says the truth is what will set us free. He is the author of truth. The Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth. It's the truth about whatever topic. I've been just doing a huge study on all the other things I'm going. I'm doing a huge study on our history, and we're going to do that next. That's one of our things that we're going to be doing soon, is we're going to be doing this history. We're going to do it together, and really coming out of some of the deception, and also coming out of what's the word, just to understand what was really going on behind all of it. All right, anyway, but yeah, so that's what everyone has been in that same boat. So when all this is said and done, we can all look at each other and go, you know, we were all in the same situation, where we were all struggling to find the truth. It's like, none of us can say, oh, we've always known. No, you haven't, right? Wandering from sea to sea, back and forth, and then not find it. I know I feel that way with some issues. I'm like, I just really don't feel I'm settled on the complete truth about some of these things. But the difference is, now at least we are searching for it. At least the whole premise here is that people are looking for truth, because they realize that what they're being told is not true, right? So that's that really indicates, I didn't put that in the book, but that really, make a little note in your book, that really indicates that people are hungry, thirsty for truth. Isn't that right? Isn't that how we felt? Okay, the beautiful virgins and the young men will faint for thirst. Like, what is going on? We want to know. All right, but yes, someone put on here that they're saying, thank you, Miss Jacobs. Thank you for saying that the Lord led you to Melly and all of us together. I'm so thankful. So thankful. I'm very thankful to have all of us together. We'll always know that, you guys, for all of eternity, that we, during this battle of Armageddon, that we were together. It's just what a blessing, what an honor. All right, so someone was saying that Benjamin Fulford is saying that the government won't open. That'll be, yeah, very interesting. You know, it's like, why do we open? And we'll see how this all rolls out, because we're supposed to have a Congress. So anyway, we're supposed to have these things. It'll be interesting to see exactly how this rolls out. But yeah, this day of them, spending all of our money and, that's over. That's not happening again. Thank you, Lord, for Russ Vote and how he has really gone in there. They called him the slasher, I think, the other day. really good news. And just by the way, some federal judge told President Trump he had to find some pocket to pay the SNAP benefits out of. So we'll see how this all happens, because that's a big deal. I'm not going to go into right now. All right, number 17.
Uh-huh. More promises from the Lord. What will happen to the Satan worshipers, those who swear by the sin of Samaria and say, "As your God Dan lives, and as the way of Bathsheba lives," they will fall and never rise up again.
All right. This is an easy one. I just want to pull this verse out because I didn't put every verse from Amos in here, but it says a lot of different things, but I wanted to focus on this verse because I hear people say still all the time, nothing will ever happen to them. They will never go to jail. They'll never be held to an account, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, you people either are, in on it, or to try to confuse us and to try to discourage us, or you don't know the word, you don't know, because this is the promise of God's word. They will fall and never rise again. This is God's promise. And if someone says this to you, say, go to Amos 8, verse 14. They will fall and never rise again. I mean, this is not the only place, but this is one. And so never, never rise again. The Bible talks about in the book of Revelation, if you're not familiar with the end times Revelation and end times and 1,000 years of peace, go and watch that because it talks about that that they will, the beast and the false prophet will never come out again. Never. Now, Satan does come out for a short season, but not the beast and the false prophet, not this new world order controlling the world ever. There's never one like that. Never rise again. Praise the Lord. All right. Number 18.
Hey, this next part is my favorite part of Amos. Amos was looking forward to this great day when the evil Satan worshipers would be eradicated from the earth once and for all. These people will not escape the judgment of Almighty God. They have been greatly deceived into taking the mark of pure evil, which is the indwelling of demons. What are we promised in Amos 1:9-4?
Okay, hold on real quick. This one is my favorite. I'm going to have to read it because I just love this one. I love this one. All right, so this one is so fun because clear. And so, what's the word I want to say? It's just, he looks like he is so ready to destroy them. There's another verse in the Old Testament that says that the Lord Jesus said he has long been silent, but he says, now I will groan and pant like a woman in labor. It's like all this time he's been watching these people, and he is so ready to destroy them because of what they have done over and over. Kind of just like we feel like what we've seen has happened, we found out what happened to the children. We found what's going on in Gaza. It's like we can't, take it anymore. This has got to stop, right? So this is where the Lord, from that same feeling, that same anger against this evil, is where he says this in Amos 9, verse 1. I saw the Lord standing beside the altar, and he said, strike the tops of the pillars that the thresholds may shake. Break them in pieces on the head of all of them. I will kill the last of them with the sword. Not one of them will flee away. Not one of them will escape. So think of Samson with the pillars, right? And he knocks them down. They break into pieces, right? These thresholds may shake. It's shaking everything. And all of it falls on the heads of the people. And it killed a lot of them. And whoever wasn't killed from that he killed with the sword. This is the picture of Sam, and I have that in the book, End Times, This is Biblical, about Samson's, you know, one of the things that we're seeing. We're bringing down this evil temple on their heads. Remember that famous movie you pointed to that's going to be biblical, right? Bring this whole corrupt, diseased temple down on your heads. That's the picture from Amos chapter 1, chapter 9, verse 1. And then if anyone escapes that, though they dig into Sheol, that's another word for hell, there my hand will take them, and though they climb up to heaven, there I will bring them down. Though they hide themselves in the top of Carmel, this is the top high mountain. If you go to this land, you from anywhere, you can see this mountain. It's just this tall, tall mountain. All right, so if they climb up to the tallest place you can imagine, I will search and take them out from there. And though they be hidden from my sight in the bottom of the sea, there I will command the serpent, and it will bite them. I just love that. I will send the serpent after them to bite them. Though they go into captivity before their enemies, there I will command the sword, and it will kill them. I will set my eyes on them for evil and not for good. Hot diggity. I love it. I love it. This is the best passage, as much as I love the next passage in Amos 9. But Amos 9 is just like the culmination of this, of everything we want to happen. The first part of it is where these people are destroyed, root and branch, every last one. If this little passage right here, 1 through 4, tells you without a doubt, every last one of the demon worshipers will be rooted out, found, and destroyed. What it is. It's what it is. This is clear as it can possibly be. So don't ever doubt it. This is the promise in God's word. This will happen. All right. Yay. I love that. Anything you want to add to that, Miss Tammy?
They will not escape.
Amen. They will not.
And I think it's going to be very fast. You know, they're thinking now, they're getting confident. They keep thinking it's going to be okay, got away with it, and then suddenly.
It's the suddenly. That's right, right? Yes. So, yeah, I love that. I just love that whole passage. I could read that again and again and again. If they climb up to heaven, I will bring them down.
The biggest fakers that think right. They made it.
Right, right. Bill Gates, right? George Soros, right? And I will say, I love that sea serpent. I'll send the sea serpent to bite them. Anywhere they try to escape. And actually, we had both Reagan Airport and JFK Airport were both shut down. And then last week, we had a Los Angeles Airport. And it makes me wonder, are some of these people trying to escape? What's going on? That's just not, I don't think that's not very typical to have one, much less two in the same week. So are they trying, somebody trying to escape? I wouldn't be surprised. Anyway, so I'll be happy to sit on the tarmac a little longer to keep them letting any of these bad guys get away. Going right to Amos chapter 9, 1 through 4. All right, so I think this is our last question in here. We've gone quick. Minutes. Yeah. All right, so here, it's actually 43 minutes in. Okay, yeah. All right, whatever. Who's watching the time? Nobody. All right, so number 19.
Okay, remember how we started this chapter on Amos by reading the end of Amos? Now you know why. The Lord was chastening and disciplining our ancestors to get us to this point with the promise of restoration. Let's read the last part of Amos 9 again. In your own words, write how you will bask in joy over what the Lord is doing for us all. So, Amos 9:11. In that day I will raise up the tent of David, who has fallen, and close up its breaches, and I will raise up its ruins, and I will build it as in the days of old, that they may possess the remnants of Edom, and all the nations who are called by my name, says Yahweh, who does this. Behold, the days come, says Yahweh, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the one treading grapes, him who sows seed, and sweet wine will drip from the mountains and flow from the hills. And I will bring my people Israel back from captivity, and they will rebuild the ruined cities and inhabit them. and they will plant the vineyards and drink wine from them. They shall also make gardens and eat their fruit. I will plant them on their land, and they will no more be plucked up out of their land, which I have given them, says Yahweh, your God.
Yay! That's us. That's the golden age. That's where we're headed, you guys. This is our future. This is our future. No more are we going to be under their boot. Praise the Lord. Yes, I'll raise up its ruins. I will build it as in the days of old. All this is going to happen. All this is going to happen. And we'll possess what it means by the remnant of Edom. That means all the thing, the leftovers, everything that they have will be taken and given to the righteous. All anything that they have, it will be given to us. All of God's people, just all that they built up, all that they have. You're dancing around.
I don't know what's going on. Okay, I think I have a cat behind me there. Oh,
okay. You guys are Watusi. All right, yeah, so we will possess all the things that they have taken from us. They will come back to the righteous, just as the Lord promised. The plowman shall overtake the reaper, the one treading grapes, him who sows seed. The sweet wine will drip from the mountains and flow from the hills. In other words, the wine represents the joy that no man can take away. Isn't that awesome? The grain and grapes will grow faster than they can be harvested. We'll have more than we can even use, more than we can spend. It just won't even be an issue. Thank you, Lord. We'll have health. We'll have peace. Well, just can't even imagine. It makes sense. It all has to happen at the same time, right? It all has to, all these things have to come together. And I'll bring everyone back from captivity and rebuild the ruined cities. We've been in captivity. All of humanity has. The captivity has not been about us being, quote, behind bars, but it's been this where haven't had our freedom. And so when it talks about the Lord bringing us back from captivity, it means that we'll be free. Everyone in every country, everywhere in all the world. This is God's promise. And all these things being rebuilt. Now, I just love how we're already seeing a taste of this, a little glimmer of this. Like President Trump just is, you know, redone the beautiful Lincoln bathroom. I think he's giving honor to Lincoln because Lincoln was fighting these same cabal imperialist globalists that we're fighting. He knew who, and they were trying so hard to take down the country and control it. But so we're seeing him do that. I just really think that was in honor of Lincoln. And also we saw how he's adding this beautiful ballroom, just a sign of the golden age. Oh, they hate it because they know they'll be gone and we're going to enjoy this beautiful life. We're going to enjoy this world. And they just can't stand that. Makes them so angry that, you know, that we're going to win and they're going to be the losers. This is the promise of God's word. And then he's been redoing the Kennedy Center, again, giving honor to Kennedy. Right? Because again, he was fighting these same globalist imperialists that have tried to take over our country or control it. And so, you know, that again, showing us a sign of this drip with sweet wine. What is it, the joy that you get when you go to see a beautiful production like that? You know, we loved going to see Les Miserables. It was just a beautiful production, especially because we know that we're in this fight. And but being at the Kennedy Center, to be honest, you can tell it needed some renovating. And so now they're going in there and renovating the whole thing. It's a huge place and it's going to be so wonderful. It's going to be new seats, new everything. It's going to be everything's going to be dripping with sweet wine, just beautiful. Everything, your town, everything in your town. If you've driven around this country, you know that this place has needed some TLC. And so it's going to be so beautiful. Everyone will have, you know, more than what they need. And, you know, exactly how long it takes to get there, I don't know, but that's where we're headed. And again, we're talking about this, the day getting brighter and brighter. If you're familiar with the book, you know, you see on here, it's got the at this point, when we were first starting, we're like, okay, then we just see the sun just peeking over the horizon. And now the golden age is where it's full sun. And so we're somewhere in that, you know, somewhere in that stage. Everyone will be brought back from captivity. Everyone will have their gardens and their fruit, everything that they need. And no one will ever pluck them up again. No one will ever take your things again. No more confiscatory taxes like we heard from Habakkuk. All right, that was Amos. How'd y'all like that? Mm-hmm. I love it. Thank you, Lord. And the next one is Isaiah. And then we're finished. That's it. That's it. And we just have a few passages, but I wanted to, I said one day I may unpack the entire book of Isaiah. That would take a minute. I don't even know how I would do that. But anyway, but yeah, this is so great to just have a few passages that you will really love, Cyrus. We'll do that next week. Next week on the 8th. Yes, the 8th of November. And as you remember, today is All Saints Day. Today. So, well, thank you, Lord, for All Saints Day. Now, let's see. Is there anything else I wanted to show you here? I think I don't have anything there to show you. Okay, here, if you are from, don't have the books, you can go and get them right here on Amazon. All three are there. I'll put the link over in the description in the comment section, and I'm sure Songbird will put them into the. She probably already has done that, so I'll just put them in there right now. And then, also, are y'all ready for the surprise? Is that what you're going to tell, remind me? We just, drum roll, everybody do a drum roll. We have just released the Golden Age. The Golden Age just is now alive. It, the paperback as well as the Kindle, you know, that is over on Amazon. We just got that done. I'm so thankful that we got that done. Now, if you see typos, let us know. We tried. Tammy's trying to help me, and she tries to go through and make sure I get things right. But yeah, that's not an easy feat at all. So pray for Tammy.
Well, anyway. Yeah, because you constantly change. Once
you I know. I'm the worst. We already know that. Anyway, but I'm so excited that this is finally released. And so you're going to love it. Here's just a little sampling of what is in the book. And all the Bible verses that the Lord had promised us are going to happen in the Golden Age. All of this, guys, this is our future. This is where we are on the timeline of history. And you know, I first start with, you know, of course, the exile is over, which you guys know about that. But I'm, you know, all the verses, not all, the verses about that. And also talking about what is the Golden Age. And then truth, justice, peace, health, safety, knowledge, new life, abundance, joy, unity, beauty, entertainment, righteousness, freedom, and Christ as our King. Oh my goodness. That's where we are. That's where we are on the timeline of history. Very, very exciting day. So definitely go and get your book and start reading. And I guess one day we'll probably do a study on that. We're not ready for that yet, but that's where we're probably headed. I'm guessing, based upon what we've done in the past. But yeah, very beautiful days ahead, and it will really just fill you with absolute confidence. As I was telling the folks yesterday, I said, you know, I couldn't pretend for 1,000+ videos. You know, the joy that I have, it comes from knowing the truth, you know, and knowing where we are headed biblically, what God has promised. And so this book is, you know, the other books we are talking more about, you know, what we are, the fight that we've been in and the evildoers and exposing them and to root them out. But this book, and Tammy really tried to keep me on track. She said, you know, let's just really focus not on the old, you know, wineskins, but the new wineskin, the new day of the Golden Age. So I think I did pretty well on that. Anyway, so yeah, it's ready to go. If you see something that I missed, because there's so many wonderful things happening in the Golden Age, it's like, I'm like, oh, I forgot about this. There's just so many wonderful things that will be happening. And so if you think of anything, you just email us and let us know. All right, so yay for us. It's, yeah, $2.99, and also I think it's $10.99, $11, whatever. Yeah, whatever it is, it's as cheap as we could probably get it. All right, anything else, Miss Tammy?
No, I think we're good.
Okay, all right, well, awesome. Don't forget, if you want to go and get that $5 bottle as a sample of the detox, it's on, I think, through tomorrow night. So you got to go hurry if you want to do this. And you can sign up. I use it every day. I think it's very important because of all the stuff that they have sprayed on us and all the things that have possibly been in the chaff in our food or whatever it is. But this is a great detox at the cellular level. And one of the people on the channel was saying the other day how this has really helped, really, he said, saved his daughter's life because she had some heavy metal poisoning and it purged it out. So are people you know who potentially had the quote 2021 effects, this is very, very good for that. So definitely check for that. I will go ahead and give you that link right now in the comments. So they just put it on for $5. They do this from time to time, but this is happening right now. So this is the $5 detox right there. All right, and then I guess we're going to pray and we're going to jet out. All right. Can you pray for us?
Yes, I can. Heavenly Father, we do love you, Lord. We just thank you again. It's just the smile on our face. I know that there's a lot going on in the world that people don't understand, but you have given us your promise and you've told us to keep our eyes on you and not the situation. So we just thank you, Lord, for what we've heard today. And we know that your steps are already ordered. Things are already going to happen as they're supposed to. And we're just staying in faith and praying until that day happens. And we know it's soon, Lord. We're waiting, watching. You tell us to be vigilant in that. And we just ask each person here today to just take what you've heard today and just share it, bring it to the world. And we thank Melly for just taking verses that sometimes we have absolutely no idea and just helping to bring it to life for us. And once we can see an understanding, share it to somebody else. We just love you and we praise you, Lord. And we just are looking forward to this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We are looking forward to this golden age. We are ready. Yeah. We are ready for the golden age. So definitely check it out and let me know how you like it. Like I said, if you see anything that we forgot, there's just so many good things. All right, guys, I love you guys so much. I'm so glad that we were able to get together. And don't forget, I will see you tonight at 6 p.m. Central for our special. I have to put the link for that one after this one's finished. I can't have two at the same time. All right, I think that's it. And I'll be on the chat for just a little bit longer if there's anything else that you wanted to tell us or share with us. And I guess that's it. Love you guys. And, I actually have a little song at the end, because you know I'd love to do that. All right, so then I don't get cut off from my, I'll talk to you later when I say that. All right, guys, I love you. And let me get that right button. All right, I love you guys. And I will talk to you later.
Then I saw heaven opened, and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a winepress. On his robe and his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.